Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen, see what you think. Most of us don't give a second thought to getting around town. We want to go to the movies, or go shopping, or go to the public toilet. It's easy enough. Even when we go to a place for the first time, we're confident enough that we can find our way around. But now imagine you're a wheelchair user. Someone like Ashley James Kennedy. He's used a wheelchair all his life, and his wheelchair basketball team has just won the national title. He's an expert in wheelchair mobility.
It is pretty frustrating, yeah. Because, you want to get up, the stairs, and you can't get up there. There's no way. I do remember, actually, one time being in Wollongong, and I couldn't get up to get my green slip actually done, and there's actually stairs. I had to work my way around how to actually get around that, and eventually I was able to get someone to come down and talk to me, but so I had to actually call them, tell them that I'm down here, I can't get up the stairs, and actually come down, and they were nice enough to do that and help me out.
What about Jason Jones? He's been a wheelchair user less than 3 years, but the pedestrian mall in his hometown of Wollongong is a challenge.
Well, I know in Wollongong, you got the mall, Church Street, where the brilliant church, going up the hill there, that's fairly steep, so I have to go up backwards, to get up there. I actually basically turn around and go up the hill backwards.
These two men are part of a pioneer group of five wheelchair users who are developing an app that will change the lives of wheelchair users forever. They're starting by making a map of the University of Wollongong campus, and then they're expanding from there. Here's Professor Robert Gorkin from the University of Wollongong.
It's kind of two stages to the project and to the whole, the momentum forward in the social enterprise. So the one thing is just getting the map and creating something that exists. So I like to look at it as the guys in the wheelchairs, guys and gals in the wheelchairs, they're the Google cars. So if you're looking at a Google map, there's a car that goes around, it's got cameras and whatnot, and it continuously collects that data to then create the map. We don't have a map right now, so they're the pilots that are going out and creating that. Once the map is there, you then have the ability to then look at those parameters, to look at individual profiles and to create routes around it. So there's basically two stages that we're trying to do. At first stage, particularly at Wollongong, we're trying to be the first university to actually have an accessibility map outlined.
Crucial to this is the Internet of Things, or what's called in Wollongong the Digital Living Lab. This is an initiative of the Smart Infrastructure Facility that set up long-range radio receivers that cover the city. These can upload data onto the net and create databases, in this case, where the hazards and hills are for the wheelchair users. Here's Robert Gorkin again.
This movement across technology to have, basically we have billions of connected things across the planet, and probably from the most layperson kind of aspect, you have the wearables, so Fitbits and things like that, but it's actually about sensors pretty much everywhere across manufacturing, across health, whatnot, being able to communicate back and forth and tell, or give you data of importance. So the Digital Living Lab, there's this big future where we will have data kind of seamlessly being told to us by our clothes, by the walls, by everything else. It's great Star Trek stuff.
It was at an Internet of Things conference that Professor Gorkin met Natalie Verdon, Managing Director of Briometrics. She was looking at ways of tracking fitness for wheelchair users. And the pair realized there was widespread demand for the technology.
The whole goal for Briometrics is to give technology that's what I would say was normalising it. All the technology that's available to us, there's no reason why we can't have this technology available to this community. So to me, it's just normalising it. It's just making sure. So no one at the moment is using the wheelchair community to collect all the data points that's necessary to create these maps. And these guys volunteering and working with us, it's making that possible. So there is no app at the moment that's doing it. We've spoken with Google, and Google has said it's really something they love the community to develop. And once it's developed, they'll actually then bring it across and can adopt it from there.
And now we're back to Robert Gorkin's Google Cars analogy.
If everyone in the wheelchair community downloaded the app, we'll be collecting all that data and building the maps even faster. So that's the goal to do it. And so these guys are helping us set the pace and the education around that. So the vision in my head is I just see a vision of the world map and it all lighting up, because that would be all our wheelchair community starting to light it up. So wherever they want to travel, wherever they want to go, each one in the community is helping them to be able to get that information. And it tracks easily. It's just a matter of downloading it and away it goes.
For Ashley James Kennedy and thousands like him, this app has the potential to change his life in the most profound way.
How would it change your life if everywhere you went had an app like this?
Oh, that'd be perfect. Yeah, it would really change everything. And knowing where's the easiest or the most relevant spot to go, it would make life a lot easier.
For listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.